Streamlined training for emergency support services, S, responders will be offered to Prince George and surrounding areas, including funding for equipment and emergency service projects. Last summer, we heard from people who wanted to help evacuees but faced barriers in getting trained to do so, said Bowen Ma, Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness in a press release. We're acting on lessons learned by rolling out a new one-day training option to enable more people to respond in times of need, helping to ensure that evacuees are supported in an effective and timely manner. S is a provincially funded program, but administered by local governments and First Nations to provide temporary supports such as accommodation, food, clothing and transportation, for people and families during evacuations. A one-day training model will be launched by the province for S responders, a response to feedback from communities and input from the Premier's Expert Task Force on Emergencies. The new model will condense a week-long training model currently administered by the Justice Institute of BC, allowing rapid training of S responders, and will go live May 4. The province is also supporting almost 100 local S projects with approximately $3.3 million through the Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, CEPF. $30,000 has been approved for the 11th Annual Network of Emergency Support Services Team Conference and S Modernization for the City of Prince George. Streamlining the training program for emergency support services responders is an opportunity to provide the necessary training for new S responders, while reducing the time commitment that volunteers need to make to be prepared to help people who are evacuated, said Tanya Spooner, Manager of Emergency Programs, City of Prince George. The ability to bring in new volunteers and have them trained within a single day will vastly improve the ability to accept drop-in volunteers during an evacuation. Smithers will receive $60,000 for a regional S mobile operations upgrade. Vanderhood will receive $30,000 for S equipment and a recognition project, $9,117 for Williams Lake for training and capacity building, $29,541.31 to Williams Lake First Nation for an ESS equipment grant, and Mackenzie will receive $29,489.51 for emergency support services. This funding will enable Williams Lake First Nation to deliver culturally centered support during small or large-scale emergency events, ranging from residential structure fires to full-scale community evacuations, while creating more collaboration and training opportunities with neighboring municipalities and Indigenous communities, said Kylene Toyne, Emergency Support Services Director, Williams Lake First Nation. $14,574.80 has been also been approved for 100 Mile House for S training, $89,984 will be received by the Bulkley Nechako Regional District with partners Grand Isle and Houston, for group lodging, remote support, and training, $30,000 will be given to the Fraser Fort George Regional District for S supports.